This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Brad Dean, broadcasting live from Massachusetts, friends. Cape Cod, we have been doing it's been a history lesson in the making every step of the way from Bunker Hill to the USS Constitution. And learning the history of each and every one of these landmarks, then we went over to Lexington to get a little history on that as well. And it's interesting, friends, the reoccurring themes that keep coming up, the things that keep popping up over and over and over again concerning the patriots that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. We'll save that for another day. What we're going to be talking about today is, well, the media is diverting your attention to the southern border. Your states, 13 of them so far, have been handed over to illegals. Let me say that again. While the media is diverting your attention to the southern borders, friends, your states, 13 of them so far, have been handed over to the illegals. And I want to tell you, friends, first and foremost, this defines treason every step of the way. I want to give you the heads up. If you want to call in at any time, we are Comrades Stack Ready. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com for the first time. Well, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you're one of the 94% of the American people that claims that you don't believe the media, how dare you align your conversation with the media that you claim that you do not believe? 94% of you claim that you do not believe the media, yet when you have a conversation with people over and over and over again, you can ask them the simple question, do you believe what the media reports? They'll say, of course not. But then when you have a conversation 30 seconds into it, you can believe, friends, what I'm telling you, that they actually believe what they say they don't believe. Again, they hold the truth and unrighteousness. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes with Ron Bransner from Minnesota. And he'll be up during the second and the third segment of Sons of Liberty Radio.com today. With that said, friends, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen to what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. And notice, friends, you don't see people leaving the United States of America crossing the southern border illegally to go into Mexico. You don't see people leaving the United States of America to flee into a Middle Eastern country. No, do you? No. As a matter of fact, you don't see us leaving here and going over there in an attempt to implement our laws in the place of theirs, the way that you're seeing illegals do it here. Now, are you? No, of course not. You're not. But I want you to understand what happens if you go into, let's go to Mexico for a moment, illegally. Because the general laws on population and the Mexico's constitution, the Mexican constitution, interprets this, that Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society, okay? Not to, like that of America, where they're allured in on the people that work, laying burden to them to support those that don't work. Okay, it's called welfare, and the definition of welfare has been revised to mean something that our forefathers did not intend. Clearly, Scripture tells us that if you're not going to work, neither shall you eat, period. Did our forefathers know that? Of course they did. Did you know that foreigners are not admitted into Mexico according to their possibilities of contributing to the national progress? Only if they contribute. They're not allowed there if they don't contribute. That's Article 32 of the Mexican Constitution. If you go to Article 34 of the Mexican Constitution, immigration officials must ensure that the immigrants coming into Mexico will again be useful elements for the country and that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance, okay? For their own supply, their own need, friends. They have to support themselves and their dependents. You can't go into that country and say, we want to apply for welfare. Just isn't going to happen there. Article 37 of the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners may be barred from the country if the present upsets their presence, friends, simply upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics. Okay? When foreigners are deemed detrimental to the economic or national interest, when they do not behave like good citizens in Mexico, when they have broken Mexican laws, and when they are found, when they are not found to be physically or mentally healthy, they're not accepted into Mexico, friends. Learn from those, friends, that are leaving that country into America. They have laws there where you cannot violate their immigration laws. But in America, I guess it's okay, saith the new communists that are committing the act of treason. If you go to Article 38, the Secretary of Government in that of Mexico may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be in the national interest for the best of the people and for the best of the country, okay? Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. Now, look what you see in America. You see those that are representatives, that call themselves representatives, that are committing the act of felony, that are from Mexico or from a foreign country, that are saying, away with the laws, away with the laws. Away with ICE, away with ICE. Away with anybody that would dare protect the American people. By the way, friends, if you liken that to their oath that they swear, are they not transgressing their oath? Does that not make them an outlaw? Does that not make them a criminal? Well, yes, it does, as a matter of fact, indeed. Article 73 of the Mexican Constitution is federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants. What do you have in America today, friends? Your said representatives attempting to eradicate ICE, eradicate those that are there to defend you. And by the way, many of these federal agencies, we need not, friends, aren't the American citizens, and we're not going to have any issues with that. And by the way, that is one reason that you still have your head above the water, and it's called the grace and mercy of God, that you still are an armed people. Article 85 and 86 of the Mexican Constitution, a national population registry keeps track of every single individual who compromises the population of that country and verifies each individual's identity. They're trying to allure into the state of Minnesota, even now, America, in 13 different states, where your said representatives committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, where they mean to tear down the law and hand off by alluring them into America to destroy this country by handing off licenses, which in the end of the day, friends, equals what?
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, of all places. Friends, we're ramping up to be doing an event there in Canton, Ohio, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Occupy 2019. If you're interested in going, you may want to check and see if there's any cancellations. I believe it's a packed house at this point. Occupy 2019. With that said, friends, while the media is diverting your attention to the southern border, your states, 13 of them so far, have been handed over to the likes of illegals. And I want to tell you, friends, that this is the definition, friends, of treason. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Just this last week, we find that the Star and Tribune, they call it the Communist Star because many people in Minnesota call it that for the very reason that they know it's communism propaganda, communistic propaganda. And they came out with an article, friends, rejoicing, stating that Minnesota House votes to allow driver's licenses for immigrants in the country illegally. And what's interesting to note is there was a 74-52 vote, which was a victory for the Democratic Party. If you're caught up into the right-left paradigm, friends, you've already lost the battle because it's unconstitutional. But this is a victory for the now new acting treasonous governor, Tim Walz, along with that of Keith Ellison. I'll get to that in just a little bit. But without further ado, friends, we have Ron Branston calling in from Minnesota. And Ron had just written, are you there, Ron? Ron had just written an article. You there, Ron?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, so Ron, you just wrote an article on the Sons of Liberty Media, .com, and the name of the article was basically that covering the HF-15 passed the House, which I'm highlighting even now, overwhelmingly in support of giving illegals driver's license on Minnesota roads. First of all, I got to say that this is insanity, number one. And number two, for anybody thinking constitutionally and lawfully and adding a little common sense, this is insanity. And as well, it's also treason in so many different ways, is it not, Ron?
Well, that's correct. I mean, you've got to look. First of all, it's 1500. It's HF 1500, 1500. And we're seeing this at an increased level in Minnesota since Tim Walz became governor of Minnesota. We saw it happening throughout the last 4 years under Dayton, but it's escalated to astronomical lengths, and they will go at their furthest lengths to make this happen. It passed 74 to 52, as you said, but I was counting the votes today. There were four abstentions. There were 12 different Republicans that didn't even vote, and two Democrats. So you know that many of the Republicans sat on the sidelines and didn't even get involved. So it isn't. I mean, overwhelmingly, it was, I think, one Republican that voted in favor of this. And but we also saw a lot of Republicans sit out. And so we're seeing this not just on the Democrat side. We're also seeing this on the Republican side.
Yeah, there's no question about it because, you know, as I say, that if the right was doing their job all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And it's time to do the right thing because right now is the right time to do the right thing. The HF 1500 bill that was just passed, what exactly does that bill represent? Because I know that it was sold to the people in the state of Minnesota. And for those thinking that we're just talking about Minnesota right now, friends, do remember this would be the 13th state if this is passed across the United States of America. Well, you're being diverted onto the southern border. You need to keep in mind, friends, that if the President of the United States of America would simply enforce the immigration laws, we wouldn't be talking about this even now. So you're paying attention to what's going on the southern border and what's happening right under your noses. Your states are alluring them in, handing them licenses, illegals licenses. And at the end of the day, it's all about amnesty anyways. But with that said, what does this bill entail, Ron? I mean, what is the pith and marrow of what they're trying to pass concerning the deceptive manner in which they are implementing this bill? Because nobody's paying attention to page 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, and they love to do this. They love to put a face on it with a smiley face, and everybody's for it. But let me ask you the question, what's really behind it, Ron?
Well, I read several different aspects of this. You have the Chamber of Commerce, who is pushing it nationally and in the state of Minnesota. But I did go to their website, and I read what they had to say. And they don't just want illegals to have licenses. They want a full-out amnesty for all the illegals here in the United States.
That's right.
When you look deep into this, they are looking for what they call the great replacement. Every time I read an article, whether it be the Chamber of Commerce or whether you use the United Nations Agenda 21, when you put that all together, they said that the aging population in the United States, which is the baby boomers, which is 55 and older, they're aging out, and they're trying to replace us. But they're not replacing us with Europeans or Christians. They're replacing us with people of undeveloped countries, people that came from failed states, failed societies that are coming over here who do not understand the American values. That's what they're replacing us with. So we can look at this in the bill. The bill is what it is. They want to give licenses to illegals. But let's look at what that is just by itself. It, under the U.S. Code 8-1324, A, B, and C, 1, 2, 3, that is illegal to create an act or a bill that aids and abets, harbors, or knowingly harbors, or transports, and you use the word transport because we're using licenses, anybody who uses these and facilitates this is an act of treason. It says that right in the Constitution. So anytime a politician, legislator, whoever writes a bill or solicits this, they are creating an act of treason. And we must understand this, and we are the employers of these politicians, and many of the people think that they all know, well, it's us that employ them, but we have the opportunity right now. If we were to push the envelope, we could literally get these people arrested right on the spot for treason. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah, Ron, that's just, you know, most people say, you know, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We got to wait until their tenure is up and, you know, then we can go ahead and just vote somebody in. I mean, this is what you hear all the time. And I want to address that for a moment. How ridiculous does that sound? When a criminal commits the act of crime, you don't let him finish robbing the bank until the next bank robber comes. No, you enforce the law against the criminal, against the individual that chose to commit the crime. And we have that when we peruse the U.S. Constitution. We can clearly see that we have the provision to do that, not at the end of their tenure, but right now. Article 2, Section 4, for the smallest jot or tittle, even for the smallest of misdemeanors, friends, they can be removed. And this is what's so far out of sight and out of mind concerning the American people. We're talking about those that are committing the act of treason in the United States of America, those that want to hand your country off to illegals, and you're still led to believe that it's okay for those said representatives to violate the very oath that they swore to uphold? That's absolutely ridiculous. During the first segment, Ron, I was taking the time to share with the people as to what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. It's not tolerated whatsoever. But for some reason or another, the American people now believe that it's okay for them to do that, and it's okay for the representatives to go ahead and do that, and they can remain there as long as they want to remain. That is called adding strength to tyranny in so many different ways. I want to ask you, Ron, because it's not just HF 1500 that you cover. One of the people that's just kind of hiding out in the wings here in the state of Minnesota is none other than Mohammed Hakim, terrorist-tied new attorney general, mysteriously through voter fraud, no question about it. He's waiting in the wings to implement, after the implementation of this said bill, to enforce through totalitarian methods that which is unenforceable because it's null and void according to the Constitution. What are the steps that the American people need to take to see that this thing is seen through? Because in line with our conversation that we're having right now, Ron, concerning they need to be arrested now, I was talking to a senator in the state of Minnesota who personally told me we need help from a third party. In other words, we need help from the people to actually enforce the laws against those that think that they have a free hand and to create bills to legislate to play the activist at will. He said what needs to happen, in accordance with what you just said, this state senator did, is they need to be arrested and they need to be led to jail. Now, how do we take action concerning what these people are doing in government today, Ron?
Well, first off, you must address the issues with the individuals and educate them, because we had this happen yesterday. We had a state representative. We called him out.
Hey, Ron, go ahead and hold that thought. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We got a hard break coming up. I got Ron Bransner, who reported recently, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, HF 15 and how the bill has been passed overwhelmingly in support of giving illegals driver's license. The good news is it hasn't passed the Senate yet. People in Minnesota and the 13 states, you need to stand up and deal with the issues. We're going to get to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have bad laws. We have a judge that just ruled incredibly that he doesn't want people staying in Mexico. Figure that one out. Nobody can believe these decisions we're getting from the Ninth Circuit. It's a disgrace. And so we're fighting the bad laws, the bad things that are coming out of Congress. You have a Democrat Congress that's obstructing. You talk about obstruction, the greatest obstruction anyone's ever seen.
President Trump's comments on Tuesday at the White House as the president is not too happy as a U.S. judge on Monday temporarily barred the administration from enforcing its Remain in Mexico policy, which returns asylum seekers back to Mexico while they await a hearing. Attorney General Bill Barr is hoping to release the redacted Mueller report within a week. In a House hearing, Barr says he's working to make as much of the report public as he can. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. And we thank you for your support every step of the way, for without you, we cannot do the things that we're doing on a nationwide basis. And what we're doing here today with Ron Bransner is laying the axe to the root of the tree. Now, I'm sorry, Ron, but what happened during the first segment with you is my computer mysteriously froze up. So I was kind of stuck on some of those issues. And what we're doing right now is talking about this new HF 1500 bill that's been passed. Passed the House 74 to, what is it, 55? I have it right in front of me scrolling down. 52. 74 to 52. So that means we have 74 individuals in the House in the state of Minnesota that have violated their oath already. And with that said, now what we're talking about is what needs to be done in the face of the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, that they have, in fact, committed against we the people. Now, I just want to reiterate this, and I'm going to give it right back over to you, Ron, concerning your point that you wanted to make during the last segment. America, what guards our liberties is justice. Why has the American people taken on that those that serve we the people have some sort of congressional immunity, that they have some demigod pass that they can go ahead and transgress law at will because they said so? Let me ask you another question, friends. Who delegated authority to these people to implement that which is unconstitutional in the first place? Who in their right mind, friends, gave any one of these 74 individuals, these said representatives that transgressed the Constitution at will, delegated authority to hand over your state, one of 13, to hand over your state to those that mean to destroy your country? Who gave them that authority?
Well, then if you didn't give them that authority, then who did? It runs counter to the U.S. Constitution, which means this is foreign. This is being inspired by a foreign entity. And one of the things that Ron brought up was that of the UN and Agenda 21. Can you explain that just a little bit while I'm talking about that right now, Ron?
Well, Agenda 21 was facilitated back in 1992 for the reorganization or the organization of human behavior. So I don't want to get into a lot of detail, but there are 17 different platforms that they have to create in order to make this particular agenda work. It's called the Agenda of the 21st Century. And it started off as a $45 trillion with a T, $1 trillion program. It's now up over $140 trillion, and the United States is well on board on initiating the reorganization of mankind or the redistribution of wealth from the United States or the developed countries to the redeveloping countries. So I'll give you an example. When Obama said that he wanted to redistribute the wealth, he was not talking about redistribution of wealth from the rich to the poor in the United States. He was talking about redistributing the wealth from the rich industrialized countries to the developing countries. So when we're talking about these licenses and things like that, we're talking about getting people in from these developing countries into the United States. So basically, if you want to say it's a one-world nation, and this is not hyperbole, this is not speculation, but there's actual documents, there is executive orders, there are multiple different resources that explain this in detail, and I don't want to get into all that. But I want to get back to your point, because you had mentioned about, you know, who are these politicians that are actually creating these programs. Let's look at some of these politicians. You've got the 6th District, or the district down in Minneapolis. You have a refugee down there controlling American laws from Somalia. You have multiple refugees down there from refugee families from the Hmong countries. This is what is dictating our American law system right now. We put people through our kids and grandkids through school. We educate them with the best education. And then what do? Through political correctness, through the United Nations agenda, through human rights, we go ahead and we elect people who never even seen a running toilet in their life are now running your political structure. Are we insane? I mean, think about that for a second. They haven't even seen a toilet in some of these countries, and they are now running the political system here in Minnesota and parts of the country. How lunacy is that?
No, I'm curious, Ron, can you give us some of the names as to who you're speaking of?
Well, Ilhan Omar is one, and let's go over to across the country to Ocasio. She was a bartender. She put her name in a hat of 10,000 names because I watched the interview.
Yep, she just did
it as a joke. As a joke, she did it. So we are, not that bartenders are bad, but we have a lady who says, hey, I had nothing else to do. I was a bartender. I threw my name in that. These are people that are running your country right now. We got a guy named, I forgot his name. He's a state rep here in Minnesota. Again, from a refugee country. Only been here about 10 years. This is what's running Minnesota. This is what's being handed to us, all through political correctness. We would give up our sovereignty for political correctness for people who don't even know or had no idea what a running toilet was until they were 15, 16, 17, 18 years of age and are now running our political system.
Does this have anything to do with the mayor compact that you wrote over on?
It has 100% to do with the mayor compact. The mayor compact, by the way, is part of the Agenda 21. The mayor compact has to do with what they call hate and bigotry. And when they wrote that, with the hate and bigotry, that has to do with this license bill, because if you know anything about the license bill, 1500, on line 1122 to 1125, it says that under hate bigotry, anybody who reports after the bill of the license bill is passed, anybody who reports or knowingly gives up information of their personal information after the license is passed, and you know they're in the country illegally, it's a $10,000 fine onto the citizen, not the illegal, but the citizen. That's part of the mayor's compact.
So you have them through communistic totalitarian methods using the law against the law. They want to use the law against the citizen, but they want to give a free hand to the criminal, those that are coming in illegally, that they themselves are alluring in. Does that not tell us right there, mask off concerning who they are? And speaking of who they are, let's get into greater specificity as to who that is. Who would enforce these laws, Ron?
Well, the enforcement doesn't come through their normal channels of police departments and whatnot. It is enforced through the United Nations Agenda 21. Through the Human Rights Commission. Because remember, if you know anything about the Human Rights Commission, it says that the refugees in this country or immigrants themselves are under a different classification than a citizen is. They are under what they call the United Nations guidelines. They follow United Nations Human Rights Agenda. They don't follow the Constitution. They live under the Constitution. But when they get in trouble, They are classified under the human rights under the United Nations agenda. And nobody in this country knows that. I put that out on my PowerPoint so I do presentations. People just are in shock. No,
so they're criminalizing what you're saying is they're criminalizing the US citizens and they're giving a free hand again to those that come into America illegally. I wanna say this because I was playing the fool with those that didn't know the difference, in jest that Keith Ellison would be the one to implement these unjust laws, which would be policy, not law, because policy follows law. But he would be the one to enforce what they would create as law against those that would dare speak out against or even dare question those that would be here illegally. Is that true?
That's correct. But I also want to step off the plank here and give you one other thing that I think needs to be said. If you were to give an illegal alien a license, you give them rights and privileges to drive on your streets. That doesn't mean they have to buy it. They're supposed to buy insurance. That doesn't mean they will buy insurance. But let's take the next step. And I want to draw this picture for you. You give an illegal alien a license to drive. He has to have four pieces of identification, which is his birth certificate and whatnot, in order to get that license. So he has to go back under his real name. Okay, so let's take his real name. So we already know that many of these people have already committed some type of felony or crime in the United States, so they're not going to give their real name because they know that they'll never get the license, that they're going to out themselves into the public. So that's number one. The second part is, when you give them a license to drive, because that's what they tell you, we're going to give them a license to drive to work. What happens when you get to work? What name do you use then? Because under USC Code 18-1001, which is I-9 with the e-verification, a person cannot work in the United States under the Constitution if they are an illegal alien. So now you have another law that has to be passed. First you give them license to drive, then you have to pass a law or divert the law away from federal law to give them the permission to work at a place of business. Now you're changing the law again. See the steps? They're just slowly stepping until what? Until there's complete amnesty. This is out of control. This is step after step. It doesn't just end with license. It doesn't end there. It has to go with subverting the Constitution. It has to subvert 18 U.S. Code 1001, 18 U.S. Code 611. I mean, it goes on and on.
Well, what do you suspect? Let me ask you, what do you suspect from the top to the bottom as to why these laws are not being enforced? As you peruse this information and share with us federal codes, what do you suspect is behind all of this? Why, let me ask you the question, why are these laws not being enforced against immigration laws today in America?
I know exactly, because I've read it. Under the Sustainability Act, the SDGs, or the 17 goals of the United Nations under the Agenda 21, it states right in there that 90% of SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, 90% of them have to deal with human rights. Human rights means that everybody is equal under the law, whether you are an immigrant, whether you're a refugee, or whether you're a citizen. Everybody has to be elevated to the same level.
We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, talking about while the media is diverting your attention to the southern border, your states, 13 of them so far, if Minnesota feels that it's going to stand down and allow this to take place, it'll be 13 of them so far that have been handed over to the illegals. And, friends, this definition is clear as the nose on your face. It's treason. Article 3, Section 3, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. This is already being played out. Or in hearing to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. We're talking to Ron Branster right now, who just recently wrote an article. Talks much of voter fraud, mayor compact. And he just did a new article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com exposing HF 1500, the bill that 74 said representatives just illegally pushed through the House. And you were saying during that last segment, Ron, I didn't mean to cut you off. We had a hard break, but now the floor is yours.
Well, what I was saying was that under the Agenda 21, the under the Human Rights Commission, which is 90% of the SDGs, the 17 goals that they're trying to complete, 90% of those 17 goals are human rights affiliated, which means that they have to raise the undeveloped countries up to the level of a developing country and poverty, but they're using the developing countries' money to do it. That's why you're seeing so much money leave the United States and remittance programs or into fraud through the daycare centers and so on and so forth. That's why you're seeing so much money leave this country And so that's one of the big issues we have to deal with is fraud. We have to deal with with illegality of license. I mean, this subject could go on for hours if we could continue it.
You were talking about the people that they were using from these countries to come into the United States of America. It's interesting that while these, again, said representatives are breaking the law, mask off, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, Luke 12:2. It's interesting to note that while they're breaking the law, they're alluring two lawbreakers from the West and from the South for the most part. And I'm just kind of curious, can you kind of highlight some of the things that you were saying concerning the people that they're targeting to use to bring them into the United States of America?
Well, yeah, what they're looking for is the most poverty countries to bring to America. And not only it isn't just about the poverty or the people that they bring to. They have to bring in an element that has to do with subverting the Constitution.
That's right.
And what would be the best way to do that was to, I mean, under Section 212 of the McCarran-Smith Act of 1952 states emphatically that if somebody comes over here of a foreign nature, resides in the United States, and solicits any information or passes out literature to try to subvert the Constitution, is to be removed from the country. Well, we are seeing this overwhelmingly in the Islamic community. We've got Keith Ellison, as you know, a.k.a. whatever is Hakim, you know, that's his Islamic name. They are being put into positions of power to subvert the Constitution and to take down our way of life. Remember, in Islamic law, it is illegal and it is forbidden for man-made laws to exist. And what is the Constitution? Constitution is man-made laws. And so what we're seeing is elements from third world countries bringing in third world ideas from a failed society, and now we're seeing it from an ideology point of view of religion that is systematically changing our way of life through customs, as though we should say not assimilate anymore. We should use the word integrate, or to bring that culture in as a whole and not let them assimilate into society. By the way, under the United Nations agenda, they do not use the word assimilate. They only use the word integrate to bring that idea into the country.
Yep. I want to interject Alexander Hamilton, who said concerning our Constitution that the sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can be never be erased. Our laws, though man was inspired to create those laws, are based on common law. And that's why when you go into civil buildings across the United States of America, you see, like, for example, in the state of Minnesota, you go to the Supreme Court chambers, you will see when you walk in behind those chairs a huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine commands. And what's interesting is when you walk out through the door, the threshold, you'll look up and you'll see John Locke, one of the writers, along with that of Charles D. Montesquieu and that of William Blackstone. The quote by John Locke says, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins." And it's exactly what we're seeing today. It's also interesting to note, if you want to go ahead and add to this, Ron, it's interesting to note that not the State of the Union concerning Tim Walz, the new acting governor, but the state address to the state, it was brought. The proceedings opened with an imam prayer in the state of Minnesota when he did just that before they took the vote to go ahead and pass this bill that basically hands over the state of Minnesota to the foreigners that desire to take it and take control of.
Yeah, that particular imam that you're referencing to, he is part of MAS, Muslim American Society. MAS, what is on the unindicted co-conspirators of the Holy Land Child Foundation, which is the largest terrorist child foundation in America, and he heads up MAS. So it's interesting that not only are we allowing these people to come here, we're allowing them to set up shop, to give a prayer before they write a bill to subjugate the United States Constitution, and it's recited or spoken by a terrorist organization that we had, and it's still on the unidentified conspiracy. How insane is this, I ask you? How insane?
it's prophetically right on concerning a nation that falls
to the judgments of a Most High God that refused to keep his commandments, his statutes, to keep and to do them. And you'll find that in Leviticus 26, verse 15, namely, and then on to the end of the chapter, as well as Deuteronomy 28, starting in chapter 15. I mean, you want to talk about prophecy, you want to talk about judgment to a T, you have it literally right in front of your face. And this is the cycle of mankind, is to depart from the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, only to return to him after everything's been destroyed. And that's the lesson that Americans have not learned. And here we are today, and 242 years later, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, yet Americans don't understand the price paid for that freedom. If you look at the foundations of our country, you can see that our forefathers, because they were the ones fighting and bleeding and dying to establish what we have today, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. It's interesting that they implemented ecclesiastical law, canon law, church law. And look how far we have come today and how far we have departed from the living God in magnifying his laws. I mean, we're talking about a bunch of people that call themselves American representatives that are handing our country off over to a foreign people right in the face of the people. You know, one of the things, too, it's interesting to note that we have Ilhan Omar, who is literally on the attack across the United States of America, along with CARE and other Muslim Brotherhood terror-tied organizations. It's interesting how the media is right there to put up the microphone to their mouth and to give them as much airtime as they possibly can use. It is a conspiracy. There is no question about it, against we the people, Jeremiah 11:9. But going back to Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota, is it not true, Ron, that she is now trying to release a Muslim terror-tied individual that's in prison right now? She's trying to get him released from prison in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, it's my understanding that she's, I don't think it's going to happen, but she is definitely trying. She's also supporting Noor, who shot a defenseless woman who called for the police department. Noor was a police officer.
That's right.
They did a test case to see if they could make a refugee Somalian Muslim police officer on fast track. They put him in a police car within a certain period of time. Somebody calls the cops, and he shoots and kills that lady. And chances are he's going to get off, because the Human Rights Commission is not going to let him get branded under the Human Rights Commission. So, you're seeing this at so many different levels. I'll just give you one more. At the state capitol in Minneapolis, I've called up on this several times. In the state capitol, in room 316, if you go in there, they have a display of a display of all Muslims who have been part of the Minnesota fabric. But when I went out to IRG, the Islamic Resource Group in Minnesota, it says under their website that that is a permanent display in the state capitol. The state capitol say it's only a traveling display, but it's been there for years. And the only people that get the honors to have a permanent display are Native American Indians, the people who built the capitol. These people have only been here a handful of years, and they've got a permanent display put up in room 316 of the state capitol.
That's right. Folks, we got Ron Branster. This is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Ron wrote Why Minnesota Representatives Are Traitors to Their People. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do, folks. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.